And another, would people say, didn't act like him when you were younger?
Raised him.
Yes.
Raised
yes.
him. You didn't say reared, you said raised.
Mm-hmm. You said raised.
Yeah.
Yes. And if a child had been bad, you'd say, now you're going to get a
spanking.
And if a child was, that you hadn't seen it in a while, and he was a lot taller than the last time you saw him, then you might say, my, how you have
grown.
And your brother's son would be called your
nephew.
And a child that doesn't have, well, it's lost a father and mother, both is called
an orphan.
And the court would have to appoint to look after
a guardian.
And all the people related to you, you refer to as your
relatives, or I'd say the kinfolk.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And if a person, like, had the same name as you, like, like Thompson,
mm-hmm.
but you might say, well, now, she has the same name as I do, but she's no
relation.
And a person that you've never seen before, that you don't know, you refer to that person as a, or a new person in town, you might mm-hmm. refer to them as a
stranger.
And now, this next is just going to be, I'm going to ask you, like, for some various common names. This is just for pronunciation.
Mm-hmm.
In the Bible, Jesus' mother's name?
Mary.
And George Washington's wife?
Martha.
And then there's a song, Wait Till the Sun Shines?
Nellie.
And a nickname for a little, a little boy named William, his nickname might be?
Billy.
And the first of the Gospels, the first book of the...
Matthew.
And now I don't know if you remember this one, but the wife of Abraham in the Bible.
I know as well as my name. No, can't say Naomi.
Well, how about those well-known?
Rachel.
No, this is Sally is a nickname for this name, I think. I've heard.
Sarah.
Yes.
Yes, Sarah and Rachel were there at the same time.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, yes. Now. Have you ever heard the term, in talking about somebody like a preacher or somebody who was not really too good at what he did, have you ever heard the term jackleg?
Yes, jackleg preacher.
Jackleg preacher, you've heard that?
Mm-hmm.
Now, in talking about titles, various titles, the commander of an army would be a
general.
And then the Kentucky Fried Chicken Man is
a colonel.
And a person that's in charge of a ship, you call
captain.
Him. Have you ever heard that name used in other situations?
In captain?
Yes, that word, I mean.
Well, of course, you have captain in an army.
Mm-hmm. But in a kind of colloquial, just, have you ever heard people just...
Yes, it usually designates a person, it can designate a person who's fractious.
Yes.
Hard to handle.
Hard to handle,
mm-hmm.
yes.
I don't know, really, I can't see the relationship.
I don't either, but I've heard something very much like that.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard my mother refer to people who are very, just really kid around,
mm-hmm.
just real hard to handle. And
yeah.
She says, well, they're really a captain,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I wondered if you
I don't know where
that
came
too,
from, that'd be interesting
if
to know.
If that was this far
uh-huh.
over. Now, a person who presides over the county court would be a...
Judge.
And a child in school is a
pupil.
Yes. And a person employed by a businessman to look after his correspondence would be his private
secretary.
And a man on the stage would be an actor. A woman would be
actress.
And your nationality would be
my own nationality.
Yes.
Scotch-Irish.
Ah, yeah. And now if you were talking about a person who was born in the U.S. You'd say that person
American. Oh, I was thinking of background,
oh,
Scotch-Irish.
Yes, yes,
of course, we are
yes,
Americans.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And if you were talking about, if you were referring to your own race, generally speaking, you'd say you were
Caucasian.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you were using,
or many times you'd just say white.
Yeah. Now, generally, I noticed you said black, but I don't imagine that's the most common.
I think I got it mostly from working with them.
Yeah.
They
I,
prefer it in college.
Yeah.
Or
yes.
In our college, they did
mm-hmm.
here.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I was brought up to say colored.
Yes, that's what I was going to
mm-hmm.
ask you, what you were brought
yes.
up to say.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And that would have been the point.
And you heard a lot of other
yeah.
Kind of words, too. But primarily, we were saying, we were...
Uh-huh. That
it was
the
it was supposedly, this was the polite way.
Yeah, that was the
And
polite.
Now it's not.
Yeah. Now, if Now, people who didn't bother to try to be polite generally would
call
just
them niggers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes,
right.
That would
mm-hmm.
be.
They didn't bother to say Negroes.
Yeah.
Or in southern Arkansas, they still say niggers.
Uh-huh.
Which is also
a
very derogative thing
for
the blacks themselves. They don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
But they think they're doing a nice thing, say, when they
yeah.
say niggers.
They think that's right. Yes. The governor of Georgia does that, the former governor of
Yeah,
Georgia.
They really don't, I don't know why they don't learn it by asking.
Yes.
In fact, I did.
Mm-hmm.
I asked
mm-hmm.
several of the leaders that we had out there what they prefer, and that's what they prefer.
Well, I think in a case like Lester Mattis, I don't imagine he cares.
He probably wouldn't want to,
no,
even if he knew he wouldn't want to do it right.
If he knew, he wouldn't want to do it right. No, not too fond of him. People, in talking about white people who are kind of lazy, sort of good
poor white trash.
And a person who lives way back, kind of like off in the country, out sort of in the hills.
Those are hillbillies.
Have you ever heard the term Hoosier?
Hoosier, I don't think of as being around here. I think of them as from like Indiana.
Oh, yeah, you have it just, you
uh-huh.
have it just in that sense.
Uh-huh.